Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I seem to have been on a bit of a theme lately to discuss other radio personalities.
Sure.
And I think it's important for full disclosure to acknowledge my bitterness level based on how this business has treated me. And so I think that has to be on record because it's important for me I would be not doing my job with full disclosure if I did not allow for just a bit of jealousy.
One must know the ingredients
that are successful
before one eats the stew.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to radio in a different way because it's the same as somebody who does, say, community theater and you go to a play. You're not going to watch a play on Broadway without thinking, hey, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, exactly.
The only difference is I have been in, and I still am on this podcast, and I have been in these syndicated situations.
You're on the radio.
Radio, yes.
What I never did, though, outside of people that were on our radio stations, I never really listened to a lot of other personalities. I listened to Howard. Mm-hmm. I listened to The Grease Man. I listened to The Junkies. I listened to Big O and Dukes. And I listened to, Bill O'Reilly and Gordon Liddy. Outside of that, I never got a chance. But I was aware of other personalities. For example, I was aware of Man Cow, but I never heard Man Cow, and I was aware of the guy I'm going to tell you about today, but okay. I never heard him until today. And so,
did you find him on purpose, or did you happen
upon found him by
him?
Accident? Found
okay.
him by accident,
as is so often the case.
I found him by accident. He was on the rock station down here, and my mind has been racing with these self-loathing thoughts that I have about the profession that I am in. And I'm talking about Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hey, I was going to guess that. I have never heard his shtick.
You haven't?
No.
Here it is. Okay.
He used to be on Stern's, one of Stern's channels.
I am one of these guys, okay? You know what we are? We are smart. This is what every disc jockey is. Make no mistake about it. I include me. I include Grease Man. I include Howard. I include all the what we are that make no mistake about it. You know what guys that do what we do are?
Hmm.
We are smart white trash. That's what we are. We are slightly smarter than the average white trash. That's what we are. We're all that way. We're all the same. That guy that I talked about, the herd, Colin, he's smart
Colin
white
Coward,
trash.
Yeah, yeah.
What makes us what we are.
That's all we are. We're smart.
What's white trash about you, Mr. O'Mara?
I loved when I was coming up through the ranks. I loved going down to Annapolis and getting on speedboats and wearing mullets and having sunglasses on and going to strip joints. It's pure garbage.
I don't think that's a white trash recipe.
Yes, it is a
mullets
total
are.
Right. It is white trash. It is white trash.
Mullets
and
are.
I'm listening to this guy, and he sounds like they all sound.
Sure.
You know, they're like that. You know, I remember, and he's talking about, I think
Bonaducci
the guy's
voice.
The guy, he's got the voice that's just years and years of staying out late and getting up early.
Right.
It is just, and he's doing this thing, and I'm just sitting there going, say something. Just anything. To go out of the box.
Mike, I don't want to throw you.
The redneck crap box, please. For a second. I don't either. So listen, this is self-loathing. I'm the same way. I admit this, okay? I think I like to pull back the curtain a little more
sure.
now than I did in the olden days. But the thing is, it's just, and he's interviewing a football player from Tampa. And it's just, and I remember those interviews that we did where they're just, la, da, 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 da.
Hey, and I want to mention, listen, anything we can do for your foundation is going to be fine
right on the card.
And I'm sitting there and I'm going, there it is. There, and I'm not throwing darts at this Bubba guy. I'm saying that's our profession.
The industry,
They're manic. Elliot in the Morning, another great example. Loud, manic, borderline trash. Just and we're the everyman.
Yep.
We're the, and we talk about things that everybody, and we just happen to do it well because we can articulate what we're talking about. And I listen to it and I think one thought. And
what's
this
that?
Is for all the youngsters listening to me right now. Study hard, become a professional, do something with your life, become a doctor, become a doctor. Don't become a disc jockey.
Trust me, if you become a doctor, you'll be seeing plenty of disc jockeys.
You'll be seeing lots of disc jockeys. And it's just, and I'm listening, and the whole thing, and it's peppered with, just like I talked about that guy with the herd, it's peppered with these ridiculously non-transparent, veiled ego strokes that they throw in there where he's talking about, now that guy was great. He's talking about how great he liked his guest, Vince Football from the football team.
Yes, Vince Football.
And he's talking about how much he liked him. And he said, now I've interviewed a lot of people. I've had Curtis Granderson on, and some of these men I consider my friends. I mean, there it is.
Ego.
Yeah, put the thing in there. But, and it just, I'm having a full-fledged, like, mental meltdown on the road because I'm going,
so
this
long.
Is what I do. This is what I do. I've done this.
But you
I,
do
I
it
know
so much. You do it better. I will give
God
you that.
God bless you, Rob.
And
God
I will
bless
say
you.
This because I've worked with you forever. One of the things you say when you're at your most frustrated, and I've even heard you say it with former coworkers, and you've just said it, is say something.
Say something entertaining.
Sometimes it's just something.
Say something entertaining.
Yeah.
The self-deprecating, which I think is a cornerstone of what we do.
Sure.
There's not enough of it. You know what I mean? There's not
enough. And it's never really self-deprecating.
So I just, and then I went back and I'm flashing back on, on all of it. And,
right.
And it just, it made me sad. It made me sad. What I hate more than anything else, and I'm going to have to try to avoid this, okay? Yesterday I did it. But I did it nakedly. I was not masking anything when I read an effing love poem
right.
to my wife. I wasn't trying to fake that. That was a love poem to my wife.
That was for
There's
you.
No, I'm not sneaking that,
that
in there.
That wasn't for her. It was for
that
you.
That was for me, and that was for, not for my listeners, that was for me to do. If I was one of these guys, I would have said, and by the way, she's so much smarter than I am, and I make all these mistakes and stuff. You'd sleaze it in there.
You did kind of say that, though.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I wrote a love poem.
No, before you went in there,
into the
poem, you did exactly that.
Okay, all right. Well, so I'm a self-serving white trash DJ. But you know, do you understand what my point is? I'm not sneaking it in, I hate my profession.
I understand.
I hate the people. This is why.
It's what drives us.
This is the same reason when Don and I, way back in the day, went to the DJ convention, that I would get so blind drunk that they would have to literally put me to sleep at night, and then I'd wake up in the morning, and Tommy Schoberg from EMI America Records would go, how are we this morning? That was because I despised it. I loathed it. Even back in the day when I was watching, who's the guy? Who is the guy? He was in town. Mason Dixon.
Hey, man.
Oh, wearing Mason Dixon. Wearing a Dick Tracy raincoat and going, smart white trash.
Yes.
That's all we are. That is all we are because we're like, hey, man, how you doing? And it's like it's very, very sad.
I'm not
it's
so sure
sad.
Smart is the word. Maybe clever, because some of them are just clever enough
to
channel their white trash.
You can articulate your thoughts. You're capable of articulating your thoughts.
Look, I understand where you're coming from. And you should also know that most people that do what they do for a living hate it.
Yeah.
Regardless of how much fun it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
with that said, with all this said about loathing it, there's nothing I'd rather do. I like coming in here. I couldn't get out of the car in my depleted condition fast enough to run in here to talk to you guys because I wanted to share this so badly, and I get to do that every day. That's fine, but I want to be more introspective as the show goes forward about the business because
you love the job, you hate the business.
I love the job. I hate the type.
Yes.
I hate the type because I listen to the type, and this is not friendly competition here. This is me. Ever since we got blown out at CBS, when I listen like a listener. and I listen. And so I have been trying so many different things just to try. I tried, guess what I even tried? I talked about it. I even tried NPR. That lasted 3 days.
Yeah.
Then they go into a stuff, we're going to listen to the cornet playing of Oscar Balabazi. And it's just like, oh, okay, you suck too. Yeah. You suck because you don't get out of the box. There's very little out there right now that's making me go crazy.
What you're yearning for is substance.
Yeah.
Substance doesn't get ratings.
Right.
Bottom line.
You're right. It doesn't get ratings. What gets ratings is, hey, we got a stripper pole in a shower in our studio right now. We're going to bring that in there. And that, and you know, and if I'm 22, 23
like,
years old.
It's the Geico stripper pole.
So I listened, but I listened and I went, okay, there's that big name that, as Oscar mentioned, was on Howard's channel. It's like, okay, here's the guy that had the controversy. I mean, the name alone, I probably had a preconceived notion. I thought there might be a little more Larry the Cable Guy with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it sort of
and
seems like
you want that.
And I might have
tolerated a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But no, it's more like, okay, here we are. We're going to go down. Mason, come on in here right now. I want to do that. And I'm listening to like a guy with a slightly raspier Elliot in the morning delivery. That's what I'm listening to. And it was just...
I don't think it's his real name.
What?
I don't think Bubba the Love Sponge is his real name. I think it's not his given name.
The thing about it was I checked it off the list.
Sure.
And it makes me go back to, you know, listen to some of the shows that I listen to, cutting my teeth on those. And you appreciate some of the things that separate them from the other shows. And then you hear a show like that and you're like, okay. Now, with that said, I'm sure he's done spectacular things in his career. I'm sure he's done stunts that would curl your hair. I'm sure he's gotten nipples lit on fire and done things like that. So, you can't judge by one listen.
Sure.
You really can't judge by one listen. But at the same time, I want to make it real clear. I'm not throwing darts at this guy. And I'll retract the darts that I threw at this guy that runs the herd. Okay.
Okay.
What I'm doing is I am expressing my self-loathing. That's what I'm doing. I am expressing my self-loathing.
It's an ugly mirror to look in, isn't it?
It's an ugly mirror to look at. You listen to that and go, "This is what I do."
Yeah.
This is really, really what I
do. Does Bubba play
music?
This
is one of the really successful guys.
No, he's the king of the hill. King of the hill. Does he play music?
Huh?
Does he play music?
I didn't hear any.
Well, you can't let it get in the way of the great stuff.
He was talking to his people. He was playing a clip. I don't know whether it was, and you don't know whether it's, a best of or something like that.
Do you know why now when you're at a dinner party or a cocktail hour and someone says, "So what do you do for a living?"
Yeah.
And I'm going to just keep it on the QT from now on. Hey, thank God I'm down on this rung.
Yeah.
Because even NPR, you can say podcast and then say, "Oh, what type?" I said, "Oh, it's about murder mysteries."
Yeah.
Sometimes I say I'm in computers.
That's true.
Software. Software? It's classified.
Listening to that guy just plunged me into a manic depression where I was listening and going, "Oh, here we go." And the last guy to do it was a guy that sounded very similar, and that was that Chicago guy that we were on the conference call, Man Cow.
Yes. Eric Mueller.
Didn't he try to pivot to the right wing thing and he blew it?
Mm-hmm.
When I started, after Don left and I wanted to do like a more political talk and I just wasn't good at it.
Right.
Well, you're not good at it because you got to be a bit of a student and a nerd and a policy wonk really to do that well.
Yeah.
And no, it requires effort. DJs don't do that. DJs are like, "Hey, man, make it rain." That's what DJs want to do. Which is more reason for self-loathing. And when you deal with, say, a doctor, a professional, and you just realize the blistering level of work ethic that a DJ that did 6 remotes in a weekend could not compromise. "Man, I'm exhausted. I stood out and signed autographs at that stereo shop for 4 hours." They can't even comprehend what it is to put that effort forward. And so it all just sort of comes together. And I listen to this and I'm like, well, there's just a very successful guy in the business that we have here. And I still love what I do.
Yes.
And I still think, I think that I bring a little something with the old voices to the table, which is kind
of
unique, which is fun. But there are plenty of guys that do that as well. I just think that there's a type. And I know I'm manically babbling here about this, but when I listen to
say.
the self-serving little throwaways.
This is
the
who we are.
Self-serving
yeah. little
This is asides.
Who we are.
We got to embrace it and make
have
the best
to
of
accept
it.
We are needy. The escape for people out there that are doing all the important stuff.
I know. It's the neediness factor.
Like, if you've got the new codes and you're in D.C. and you're driving to work, you don't want to think about those codes.
I know. The thing is, though, the neediness comes through. And I know. I don't care how successful the guy is. I don't care if you're Howard. The neediness comes through. Howard is open and honest about it. Sure. He talks about it. The neediness. We all have this neediness.
Why are we on these mics? Because we need the attention.
We need the affirmation. And so I just wanted to say, you know, check that off the list.
Okay.
It'll never be on my dial again. It made me want to vomit. It really did. It was just so, hey, how are you with the raspy kind of, you know, here it is down here.
All you got to do, Mike, is you know that that's what he is and what you're not, and you got to be the best you can be.
It's not for you anymore, Mike.
No.
That program is not for you. It's not.
I don't think any of it is.
It's maybe not for Rob, but it's for the ponies of the world, right?
All right, well, so I'm about to make a very bold statement here.
All right.
And, you know, those that work with me will be shocked by this. Those of you that listen to the program might not even be aware, but I am here to say this. It's a big deal for me. It's a big day. I'm going to start listening to podcasts on my own network.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We begin with 5 golden tickets, like 5 lucky bolts of lightning ready to strike without notice at any point on the map. The first golden ticket was found in the small town of Dusselheim, Germany.
Its lucky finder is the son of our most prominent pork butcher. The boy's name? Augustus Gloop.
Augustus, how does it make you feel to be the first golden ticket finder?
Hungry.
Any other feelings?
Feel sorry for Wonka. It's gonna cost an fortune in fudge.
Mr. Gloop, would you mind saying
something very unusual in here? Bubbles, bubbles everywhere, but not a drop to drink. Fizzy lifting drinks. They fill you with gas, and the gas is so terrifically lifting that it lifts you right off the ground like a balloon.
Let's take a drink, Charlie. Nobody's watching.
Yeah.
A small one won't hurt us. Whoops. Well?
Nothing's happening.
You're right, Charlie. I can't understand why! I feel terribly strange.
What do we do now, Grandpa?
I don't know, Charlie, but we're in big trouble. Mr. Walkie isn't going to like this.
We can't stay up here all day.
You're right, Charlie, but
I'm going to try and get down.
All right, Charlie, but please be very careful.
Hey, it's fine, Grandpa. It works. Come on in. The air's fine.
Oh, I don't know, Charlie. I haven't been swimming in 20 years. I don't think I ought to. Oh, this is great.
Hey, try this, Grandpa.
All right, Charlie, wait for me. Whee! Have a shooting star.
I'm a rocket. Grandpa, this is really great.
Look, I'm a bird.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
You see, Charlie and Grandpa Joe are drinking fizzy lifting drinks, and they're in a big tunnel, actually a big cone that goes up in the factory, and they almost get caught in the fan and sliced to ribbons, and then they burp to bring themselves back down. It's marvelous.
Grandpa Joe, if you look closely, can you see the wires in that scene? Yeah.
Yes, the wires are connected to my jacket. I'm lifting up off the ground. In your wildest dreams, can you ever imagine such a stunt performed on film with such a hack crew?
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online everywhere. The show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. And tomorrow is wide open Wednesday when we'll take 2 or 3 of your calls. Our show today, this is exciting for me. Turn that music down for a second,
yes.
Rob, because would you like to get away for the holidays?
Woo!
Oh, would you?
Leave the chaos behind, relax in the Caribbean? Of course you do. Now, I am super excited because I found an amazing getaway at an even more amazing price. And I've been there. Ooh. I have been to the Pineapple Beach Club in Antigua. Down and it is magical. Magical, magical, magical. Right now, for just $99 per person, per night, you can enjoy an adults-only, all-inclusive holiday getaway on a white sandy beach. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711 to make your reservation today. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It is a slice of paradise. You're going to love it. This is all-inclusive, by the way, the only way to go when you're going into the Caribbean. It includes meals, snacks, beverages. Yes, even the hooch. Resort activities are included, too. On-site, they've got five restaurants. The Twang... Oh, they didn't have five when I was there. Wow, five restaurants.
Yeah.
The Tranquility Spa, two freshwater pools, windsurfing, kayaking, sailing, and much more. If you're planning a destination wedding, they can do that, too.
Oscar.
Antigua is beautiful. I've been there. It's gorgeous. You're going to love it. So are you ready to leave the chaos behind this year and get some well-deserved R&R? Don't wait. This offer expires soon. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711 to book your all-inclusive holiday for less than $100 per night per person. Ages 16 and up. You can enjoy everything I just mentioned and more. That's pineapplebeachclub.com. You don't want to miss out on this offer. See the website for complete details, and it is a beautiful place. And I assume it's the same one I went to, right?
Of course it is, yes.
Come on.
Gorgeous.
You'll never believe how wonderful it is. It's terrific. So there we are. So sorry for that that opening, but I
do you
had
feel
to
better?
Don't be sorry.
Myself. I just, I don't know. Everything is different every single day, and you'll pop something on, and you'll go, oh, I remember the name of that guy,
yeah.
And I'm listening to him, and when I'm not trying to slam him, but when I heard it, I thought it was a local show. I thought it was a local show at first, and then I said, no.
He's Florida,
little too
baby.
Many
it's
elements.
It's Florida.
Yeah. It's Florida.
Yes.
And
Tamper.
So, but the thing is, you know, as I went on and I listened, it just, my mind began to race a little bit. I couldn't help myself.
Well, we see ourselves in others.
And
yes, we do.
And
yes.
Don't look, as far as
can
shows
we lose
are concerned,
Bing Crosby?
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right.
As far as shows go, it's interesting to me that some shows evolve over time and others kind of stay with that same winning formula, right?
Right, right. And
so
it,
I
why
think
change?
As a talent, Mike, we're all growing. It just depends on what works for you and what you're comfortable with.
Well, the thing about it is the stereotypes that I've heard over the years about different personalities, and when you hear these things, and then when you listen, they go, okay, that makes sense. And the best experience I would have would be, you know, popping on the NPR, and, you know, when I listened to the NPR, there was, as I said, I think I mentioned this on the show, the most brilliant interview with a first responder from 9/11 that I listened to for, it had to be at least 20 uninterrupted minutes, where I was just listening to this. And then they get into their kind of sanctimonious patter that really just pisses me off, where it's like, well, here we are. We have to talk about the and it's like, why can't you speak like you would speak normally? Well, maybe that's the way you do speak normally.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a family reunion for me.
How was your trip?
Okay. But anyway, boy, I'm stream of consciousness today.
Yeah, what else is on your mind?
Because that's something that probably I've always wanted in my own family that I've never gotten, where I want to open the door at a family gathering and just have it open like this and be like, Mikey!
Yeah.
How are you?
Mike,
and I never,
it
never
doesn't
even
change.
Close.
Mike,
no,
the NBA program, solid. I legitimately, 19 months of hell, came out with a great degree.
Did you graduate?
I did graduate. Thank you.
Mike, I don't know if you know this. He was going to business school at the Robert Smith.
I am aware.
Executive.
Bachelor's?
MBA? Did you not get the payoff that you wanted
from
your family?
I got the payoff of graduation, but I know as soon as I get on that plane next week and I see my brother, my sister-in-law.
Yep.
It's going to be, I'm always going to be the little brother.
Yep.
Little Oscar.
That's all it is. Little Oscar had to get his passport week of, shocker.
I know.
Expedited fees.
Yes.
Oh, it's expensive.
It's very, very
we're all there. You know, I am the youngest, I'm the oldest grandkid in the family, but I was always like the youngest sibling because there's only 9 years between me and my Uncle Dana. So
but
I was
disclosure, Rob. You didn't have any siblings.
That's
you
true.
Were an only
oh, my,
child.
I come from a broken
which accounts
home.
From your be- yeah. Which accounts for many of your dysfunctional behavior.
That's true. That's true. So
that
it's a wonderful mix.
Little 5 year old boy sitting down in front of a television. All day.
I
all day,
one
mind
day
you.
I get to share sexual pinups with my dad on Facebook.
When did that happen? But the beauty is, Mike, you benefit
but
from my dysfunction.
Your need came out of... Well, where did your need... I'm not going to tell you where your need came. I don't
no,
know where
the need
your
came
neediness
from,
came from.
It's a double sword. It's a double-edged sword, and here's why. Only child, yes.
It's
wanting all the attention.
It cuts both ways.
Because I am not... one of your fans.
So your neediness comes from where?
Well being an only child, you crave attention. Mm-hmm. You think you deserve all the attention because you're the only child. But couple that with the broken home and being dropped off for much of my childhood in my family's house, the family house, where I was just one of a dozen people. So, right. And if you're the littlest, you have to be the funniest or the noisiest or something.
I was the littlest of with the cousins when you include my five cousins and my sister.
Yeah.
I was the youngest of, I was the littlest of seven, too.
Sure.
That's where the, and Oscar, you were the littlest.
I'm the youngest, yeah.
So do you think Todd Clem was the littlest?
I forgot his
of
name.
Of his,
well, he mentions- I don't think he was the littlest anything.
I don't know where it comes from, but it's just need. I mean, look, and it's not just people that are in the DJ game. It's performers of every stripe.
Mm-hmm.
If you have no talent, then you become a disc jockey. No, you have the talent of the gift of gab. You possess the gift.
And that gift is priceless.
You see it. The gift of BS is amazing.
Yes.
You know. One of the things I watched the Today Show had Bill O'Reilly on today.
Yeah, I saw just the tail end of it.
Do you know when they do the tease for him where they said, "And coming up, we'll talk about this and other things with Bill O'Reilly." And they do a cutaway with O'Reilly, and O'Reilly looks at the camera and he goes like this. Like, the insecurity level is so
palpable.
It's a quarter inch off of his skin.
Yeah.
He's there all the time. He can't even do the cutaway where he looks at the camera. You know, now if he was a DJ, they do the cutaway. And coming up, Mike O'Mara and I go.
But he already has to be pretending that he's going to outwit Savannah somehow. That's what he does on the cutaway.
It's
I'm smarter than you.
Yeah, I know. All right, but there we are on our first break. Sorry about that. All right, I promised it for a couple of days, and I'm going to do it.
Yes.
You do not allow me to talk about anything else when we come back. As my health steadily improves, ladies and gentlemen, I'll talk next about my toilet.
Nice.
Hello, this is Cake from Washington, D.C.
And this is Cookie from Savannah, Georgia. It's really unfortunate by the time we get together, we're stale.
Such is the life of baked goods on a podcast. Available at MichaelMarishShow.com. Just click the Cake and Cookie thingy.
Cake and Cookies, the podcast that has nothing to do with cake or cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, you want to find the best candidates. Of course you do. But face it, posting your job in one place is not going to cut it. If you want the perfect hire, you got to think big and be smart. It's important. Smart is really, really, really important. I found that out today listening to the radio.
Todd Clark.
You need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to all of them, all the sites, including social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find your candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. You can cast your net across the fruited plain, and you can find the person that is best for your job nationwide. Post it once and watch your qualified candidates roll into the easy-to-use interface that they give you at ZipRecruiter. No more useless emails. No more phone calls. Hey, I was wondering if you got my resume. You don't want to deal with that. You're too busy. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates. You rate them, and then you hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over a million businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. All right.
You are such a tease because you've been talking about this since last week.
It's one of the things that way back when it seems like 10 years ago,
uh-huh.
back in July when I had my my reconstructive hip surgery, my replacement, my old man thing put into my hip, and I thought everything would be hunky dory, and then of course all hell broke loose 5 weeks in, and I ended up getting a blood clot in the lung, and I got a superficial infection in the incision area, and it's been a bit of a deal.
Sure.
And unlike Hillary, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I was diagnosed with what is called a pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot in the lung and a very serious medical situation. Very serious, but very treatable as well. And then after that, once that was done, I got home, felt like they'd nailed it, that they got it, and I went back to doing my physical therapy. 24 hours later, I was in agony in the area of the hip, and it turned out they put me back in the hospital. I had an infection, and it was horrible. And and it was good. And so then I've been infused with antibiotics to knock it out, and it gets better every time I go see my little docy doc. And I've got like two more days, and I'm done with the infusion. Take a few pills, and hopefully easy peasy back to normal. Way back when. Before I even got this surgery, because they were talking about the recovery where you have to be on a walker for a while because you can't put any weight on your hip, and then you have to go to a cane, and then that's the whole thing. They also told you, so there were two things you had to buy, two apparatus.
When you do your pre-meeting, they give you almost a shopping list, right?
Give you a little list, but sure. There were only two major expensive items that that I needed to purchase. One was the old lady walker. So I could do that scene in The Producers. And the
old
other
lady
thing,
Walker could be a good character on this show.
Old Lady Walker. There she is. Yeah. Yes. God bless her. Old Lady Walker.
Hi there.
And the other thing.
Like on Harton and Weaver, Mike.
Yes.
Old lady.
Hello, Muddy Fricket. It's old lady. Old Lady Walker. Well, how's that Walker doing there, Old Lady Walker? How are your multitude of embolisms and deep vein thrombosi and superficial infections and antibiotics and all sorts of things that you have to, and infusing yourself with medicines and seeing doctors and walking through hospitals and getting stickers at security to let them know you're okay and you're not going to blow the building up.
And who are you?
Walking down the hall. I'm Old Lady Walker. And then getting a soft spot in your heart one day and buying a dozen donuts and bringing them up to the nurses who gobbled them up and thought you were racist. What a journey it's been, but no, way back in the day, you got your old lady Walker.
Stop
yeah,
it.
Your old lady Walker. How you doing? Oh, hi. It's time to donate some more blood. We got to check your blood again. Hey, how are you, Mr. Man? You're the one with the bad veins, right? Yeah. Let's stick you once and stick you twice and stick you three more times. You've been a good, good boy. Sit in the chair. We'll give you a needle in your arm. It won't work. A good, good boy. Oh, the lady next to you gives blood so easy, but we won't take it from you because you're sleazy. We'll stick you once and stick you twice and stick you 20 times. You don't give blood. Anyway, that's my own little journey. I'm sorry. That was
nice
a little Broadway
nice
play
work.
That I
nice
did.
Nice to meet you,
right
Miss Walker.
Oh, God. Happened yesterday. You would think you'd get more used to needles as you go through this stuff.
Yes.
Now it's the opposite effect. So now when they said, I roll in there and I'm already attached, right?
Right.
So they just unscrew it and put it in. Now when I go in there, I go, oh, it's time. We need to check your blood today. No! No! Because then the dance begins where they go like this.
Oh,
they love
no.
that. Where is it? Where is it? Oh, where is it?
Have
okay,
you tried
you're
between a, the toes?
You're a tough one. Boy, you and I've heard your veins are tough. And then you've got alligator skin. You do, you know, so they can just go. And then their move that they like to play is they give you the needle And as they give you the needle, they can't find the vein.
Right.
So they're not getting it. They didn't hit the vein.
Right.
So it's painful. And then they are dancing around under the skin trying to do it again. And that's an exercise.
You
fun.
Didn't right. hit the vein.
You got to, Mike, though, but you got to talk about your toilet.
Okay, toilet.
He's embarrassed too. That's
the
why.
Second thing. Maybe subconsciously I yeah, am, but I don't even think it's subconscious. So the you second thing I, besides the old lady walker, I have to buy a raised commode.
Hmm.
And the raised commode is about 6 inches to 7 inches. With its own special seat on top of it, a toilet seat
right.
that attaches and sits on your existing commode, and oh. it's made of plastic.
I'm familiar
and
with
so,
the model, Rob. I think. Does it also have...
Yeah, oh, God, handsome. This is not attractive.
Does it also have a Thank bucket you. In case you wanted to use it as a self-standing unit?
No.
Oh,
that's you, another one. But
that
this
is
one,
another mess.
No,
yes.
you can get the one that has the handles that's freestanding.
Show pick.
Yeah.
That's actually more of a... That's more of a simplistic device.
Right.
This is a little bit more Space complicated because it's designed to sit on your existing potty, and that's been on my potty for since July. That's been there since
Does
I got
Does it attach
the,
like with screws?
Yeah,
or?
It attaches with screws, but not easily, so it tends to shimmy. It tends to shuffle back and forth.
Me?
Well, are you like really?
Whoa!
What's causing it to move? Are you?
Well, you remove your existing seat,
Carla.
Okay.
And then you put the extender commode
yeah.
on top of your the bare porcelain.
Yep.
And then you put the super deluxe long screws in.
Yeah.
And so you have a separation between the actual porcelain. And the plastic, and then you have the separation between their toilet seat and your
so
plastic part.
So it's a longer drop.
It's a longer drop, and you have a couple of seals that. You've got a couple of areas that I would not describe as watertight.
Understood.
Ah.
That's how I, especially when when you're trying to. Do some business in a seated position.
Yes.
And suddenly you stand up and you go, what the hell is that? And you realize that you have been aiming perfectly, flawlessly at the separation between the porcelain and the plastic. Because as I've discussed on the show, and Oscar mentioned the embarrassment,
yeah.
The last time I checked, I am not necessarily the, I'm not exactly capable of extending myself down past the plastic
I understand.
Scene.
I yes. understand.
Does that make sense, what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So you've got
You don't have enough hose to water the backyard.
The problem, Rob, the problem with the toilet is multifold.
I understand.
The problems with the toilet are
Is
multiple.
It a retractable hose?
Yes.
Mine?
It's like the one you see on TV.
Yeah, the X-hose.
Yeah, when you put water in it, it gets
yeah.
longer.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
I have a question about the toilet.
Yes.
We mentioned that it is a longer drop, and
yeah.
you mentioned that it isn't watertight.
Right.
With the longer drop and uh-huh. water displacement,
yeah.
is splashing an issue?
No.
Well, thank God for that.
Oh, yeah, it's like a
not,
high dive.
Not,
yeah.
not for...
Yes,
not
it's
for,
like a high dive.
Well, maybe a
Do
little
Do a double
bit.
Gainer.
It depends on your definition of splashing.
I would say the water displaced when the paratrooper hits the ocean.
No, water would not have been the issue. I will tell you that early on in this process, how do I put this delicately?
Yeah.
Early on in this process, the projectiles would not have been best described.
It's more
as
like
100%. Solid.
It's like a targ. What is it? It's a
dirty bomb.
It's a not just a dirty bomb.
It's a dirty bomb.
Mike, sometimes
and I had a couple of dirty bombs, and that is problematic.
Yeah,
you're carpet bombing. You're carpet bombing.
I was carpet bombing, and I was carpet bombing with Slurpee. Is what I was doing.
Oh,
that was early on.
Does it have a self clean feature?
It does not, unfortunately. Oh. And I have cleaned it myself on a number of occasions
Attaboy.
Because I don't leave that to Mrs. O'Mara. And the thing is, it just was, I'm tired of looking at it. I'm tired of dealing with it, and I'm going to be glad, like so many other things in this whole process, when it's a little further in my.
So you can't go on a regular commode at all.
I don't know yet. I might be able to now, but I haven't tested it because I get worried about stuff like that. And I don't. Yeah, I think I could be fine. It's just I've had this major setback,
yes.
Right, that has pushed me 1 month longer than I should be dealing with all this stuff. So
it's probably a question best answered by your doctor. And you know what? It's not just.
Oh, no. You know what? Don't get me started on that. As far as physical activity and what you can do, those bastards. That you know what my answer is? Oh, so I'm wondering the level of physical activity. And they go into this. You know, suddenly they all sound like Jay Leno when you're trying to get there.
Well, you can do it if you want to. It's all basically how you feel. You know, it's
but
like,
it's
how
not
I feel.
Just.
I'm trying to get clarity because I don't want to feel bad again. Do you understand, doctor? What I'm trying to ask you to do is tell me how much I can move and what I can do so I don't hurt myself. I'm not asking you.
If it hurts, don't do it.
Thank you, medical expert. Why don't you go on the Todd Klem show?
For that, right, he went to school for 8 years. But it's not just the matter of the toilet seat being raised, because I saw the photograph.
Oh, yeah.
The handles will help you.
I don't know. Now you're showing one that I don't have. I don't have handles.
Oh, you don't have handles?
I don't have handles.
Well, my God, you could fall off at any moment.
Yeah. What, do I have handles on my...
You have to have handles.
Yeah.
What do you support yourself on?
Yeah.
Not the toilet paper dispenser.
High. I don't have handles on mine. I don't have handles.
Oh, well, then it's an easier choice then. Because the handles, I would think you'd be... But I would think without handles, it would be stupid.
Yeah, I mean, where do you brace yourself?
Hold on. Just talk amongst yourselves. Let's take a break. Take a break, and we'll come back.
Do you need a break?
take a break.
This explains a lot.
Commercial.
It does.
Like his radius for leaving home probably is a good 5 miles. He's going to get back to that special toilet.
Yeah. But also, I would almost guarantee there are handles. Because you can't expect him, even with the raised toilet
seat. He doesn't
want
to admit to the handles.
That's right. We'll find out after the...
Well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
Not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robinjoeshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
See, I've dealt with a toilet like this before with my grandfather.
Yes.
I would almost need to have handles.
I think ergonomically you need that.
For safety.
Yes.
Because otherwise you're, what, 2 or 3 feet up in the air?
Yeah, you're going to topple over.
Take a horrible fall.
Toilet water gate.
A pun that doesn't make sense, and yet it still made me laugh. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike O'Mara.
Did you do the Amazon
thing? No, we just came back. Been here the whole time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. There has got to be a better way to mail and ship stuff. Going to the post office takes up way too much time, and leasing a postage meter is way too expensive. It turns out there is a better way. Stamps.com, the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, you use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters. You can save at least 50% compared to a postage meter, plus no more time-consuming trips to the post office. You'll even get special postage discounts that you can't get at the post office. We've used Stamps.com for years, and we adore it. It saves us time and money. Right now, you can use our code TMOS for this special offer, a 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage from your own desk. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That is Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. I am in the process of sending a photograph to Mr. Santana.
Ooh,
very
this
nice.
This is not for public consumption.
No.
I don't want anybody to see my potty.
Hey,
potty.
He likes to potty all the time.
Potty animal.
Mike, we were actually talking about your radius as far as how far you can go from your home because you know that you have to come back to the special potty.
That's a good question. I'm so regular on my regimen right now I really don't occupy myself with that. And, you know, if you have
and
to go
number one. And there are handicapped toilets out
there. You go on the eights.
Yeah, but I don't think about. I have not since I've begun this journey. I don't have that. I don't have that deal. I don't think about it. I don't deal with that. I go to my place. And by the way, Oscar is such a salesman sometimes.
Yeah.
That he makes me doubt myself, and I hate that. Where it's just like, hey, it's got to have handles on it. No, it doesn't. I just sent him a picture.
It's not
of,
a salesman.
Rob and I were talking about. Because
it.
I was thinking that you would want that.
It's not that you can see where. Have you gotten it yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, come on! God damn it!
Are you using that handicap phone?
Shut up.
The handles.
Right. The text comes in with the handles.
It's raised 6 inches.
Yeah.
All right,
great battery life.
I got to zoom out.
Yeah.
Did you email it to me or did you text it to me?
I texted it to you.
Okay.
It doesn't have any handles on it.
See, that to me is counterintuitive.
With about a 4 to 5 inch plastic ring that sits on top of the porcelain, and that's the way.
So I guess you would be able to use your cane or your walker to aid you in standing when your hip was in really bad shape.
Well, I've got a confined area where the commode is located, so I kind of use the back of the bowl, the little water tank.
Yeah.
And I'd kind of hoist myself up that way.
Well, I'm just glad that you didn't have any falls, because with no handles on the side, it's just, you know, you're craving danger.
And what a perfect teaching moment for little Michael.
Yes.
You have one. He'll have one soon.
We're kind of leaving that to his third grade. Third grade. His 3-year-old preschool teacher.
That's right. And then the fifth grade teacher will work on the tying of the shoes.
All right, I'm going to send it to
Adrian, did you have something to say? You've been raising your hand so much.
I'm just so curious.
You know, this is getting really, hold on. This is getting tedious. Go ahead.
I just want to know if you wear shoes when you use this special toilet.
Oh, good question.
Yeah,
if I wear shoes?
Yeah, because that helps with the balance.
No, it's in my bedroom. It's off my bed. It's my master bathroom, so sometimes I do and sometimes I don't.
Mike, do you
why do you ask that?
Do you wear wonderful fancy shoes?
Yeah, like risers or something?
Like pumps?
Well, I guess that would cancel out the 6 inches, though.
Yeah, I guess it would. You'd want to wear flats.
That's actually a great question.
Rob, I just sent it to you.
Thank you. It's not a great question.
No, why are you asking if I wear shoes or not?
Because...
Son.
When I take dumps with shoes on, I feel a lot more comfortable taking that dump.
I have, and I mean this sincerely, Adrian, I have never, ever really processed this, you know?
I mean, not at the house, obviously, but when you're taking dumps in public, like at the hotel or something.
Well, why would you be barefoot in a hotel?
Whenever I roll into the Texaco restroom off of 95, I love to kick my shoes off when I go in to take a dump.
When I go to a public restroom,
I will indeed keep my shoes on, of course. But in my home toilet, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Have either one of you received this thing that I've texted now 12 times?
No,
not yet. Either one?
What's going on? What the hell's going on here?
Well, let's check. Is it the Space Age Studio in D.C. or is it Fort Myers and the Spotty Service?
I have 11:04 a.m. Oscar attachment, one image that I sent. At Rob at 11:05 a.m., an attachment. It's probably your D.C. studio. You're not receiving texts.
Mike, even if you send it, it doesn't mean we receive it.
Hey, Mike, if you could just give me a minute.
Hold on. It's me because it says sending. It's saying sending.
And I need a second because I like to receive texts when I'm wearing shoes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to put on some shoes if that's okay.
All right. If I go to... Hold on.
Why would Adrian's brain go there?
Because he...
I said this before the show.
I thought it was traction.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he needed traction. Like, he needs to bear down so bad.
Do you remember
Cakes
on the Junkies that always talked about the fact that he took his shirt off?
Yes.
Remember that?
Cakes would take his shirt off to do number two anytime.
Right.
We got it, Mike. We just got it.
Oh, it's in.
Yeah, because I went on the new Wi-Fi. Now I'm going to get off of that really.
Yay! There it is. It looks like a simple teaching potty.
Yeah,
it's a teaching potty.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That was worth the text right there. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like an adult teaching potty.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for trouble, but there is, as many people have, a magazine rack by your toilet.
See, that's why Rob is... Always, forever, the stalker fan.
But no.
Always.
No, it's
always
not that.
You and me.
It's
no.
It's not that.
You, this is mob.
Is that a food
this
product?
This is the fan club. You immediately.
No, wipes.
You cannot look at that photograph without without just pathologically your eyes doing a recon. You are immediately, that's why
it's Oscar's fault. He made me put on my glasses. But you see, Mike, obviously there is a pack of wipes there, but right. at first glance it looked like it might be like marshmallow peanuts.
No.
Perhaps
no.
Home Oscar.
Oh, they're preparation H wipes is what they are. Sorry, I'm fessing up to that. Yes.
You got a situation brewing in your commode.
I am not the stalker here. I am not the stalker this time.
What's the? Oh, did you blow it up?
Yeah.
Did you blow it up?
The word might be
there. I see it. Burn those.
Gross.
I want you getting rid of. You're getting rid of those.
Gross.
If those post, I'll be pissed.
Oh my God.
I'm deleting
that's
the whole thread.
That's what I told you about the. That's the sippage.
Forever.
That's it.
And I am totally clear of being the stalker in this chain.
If you saw me right now, look at this. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a little embarrassing. I forgot you can blow these pictures up.
Oh, the resolution is fantastic. No wonder it took so long to send.
Thank you.
With that much luggage.
So,
Oh my God.
It's not that big a deal, is it? It's not that.
Mike, you literally sent us a picture of your ass.
Yeah,
literally.
I know I did. I'm
sorry. You know what?
That.
There's a category.
Yeah. I'll get right on that.
DJ
Dumps. Get right on that.
Also,
you destroy that. You destroy that.
I've already deleted it.
Shall not post it.
Right.
I have it for later.
Thank you.
I'll say that.
Shannon, look at this.
I swear I'm not going to.
Hey, you know what? Everybody does.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you very much. I've been in a depleted medical.
The magazine next to
antibiotics play. They just
that's
play
right.
terrible
Absolutely.
Tricks on your tummy.
There's exactly. In this picture, again, I'm sorry we can't share. It's just too personal. But for those of you at home, to the right of the commode, you've got the magazine rack.
Yes.
And
yes.
What looks to be, and this is what Rob was, I think, alluding to earlier.
If you zoom in on those, you would be able to
snack
identify
pack.
What they're.
It's not food, though. No.
No. Those are Preparation H wipes.
Mmm.
By the way, I don't have hemorrhoids.
No, you don't need to even say that.
I use them for you know, like just
tidying
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the witch hazel is cooling.
It's a absolutely
astringent.
That's
it. It is an astringent,
Pony. So that's full disclosure.
You know what? They're great, Mike. Is after you.
What else can we see? What else can we preach?
After you take a big dump, you can use those preparation wipes
on
your shoes.
You know what? This is why I didn't want to talk about it, but I know I did.
That's why you wear shoes into that bathroom.
Exactly.
This is true.
God knows it's like a jungle.
Yeah. It's tough. Yeah. Mrs. O'Mara's been dealing with that for like 2 months. Sorry about that.
Does she use the powder room mostly now?
Yeah. She actually goes to another home. Another home here in Cocoonville. Yeah, meanwhile, I'm in there going, meh, like that. Now, I could have purchased the one with the handles, but I chose not to.
No, you made the right
move
here.
Maybe if I got the one with the handles, I'd be able to aim better.
You made the right move here. This looks like someone that just had surgery needs a little assistance.
Yeah.
The actual walkers, they mean the end is near.
Yep.
Well, no. The things they have the ones that are on wheels. That have the commode that you have right next to the bed. I do not have those.
Yeah, but on those, you can get those up to 25 miles an hour.
and listen, for those people, God love them, okay? You know, everybody.
Bless them.
All be there.
If we're all going to be there at some point, and you know what? You feel for people that are going through that particular situation.
Yes.
That's the way I look at that, and I'm fine with it. But that's just the last piece of this little puzzle that I've been going through, and it sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks. I was a little anxiety laden today when I had my appointment to see how my other situation's going with the old incision area, and I'm here to report they gave me a nice clear bill of health. They said things are progressing very, very nicely, but I couldn't help myself when they bring you in there. They have the nurse that takes your vital signs, mm-hmm. and you know, so how are we doing today? And I just exploded manically. I said, well, here I am. Here's what I'm nervous about. Blah, 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 blah. And I just went on and on and on, and it was tedious, you know? Nobody likes to deal
with
any of this crap.
You are so much closer to the finalization of this process than you were. Mm-hmm. So you're doing great. And I think I have a solution for your toilet.
By the way, I'm disqualified for running for the presidency.
You can't run anywhere
with my list of issues. You
know, Mike, we heard what Hillary called in this morning to one of the talk shows, and
she called in last night too to one of the talk shows.
And you
last
sit
night.
There, and I finally got like after our conversation yesterday, I wanted to figure out what was going on, mm-hmm. and you're right. they just love keeping everything private.
Yeah.
And finally now they're like, oh, we have to tell everybody?
They both do. By the way, they're both equally guilty. They're both terrified of letting people know what's going on. And you know, and
always
the
same thing. I didn't think it was a big deal.
I didn't think it was a big deal. And because, well, here's the truth of it. And they've alluded to it. I think the story is, you know, the story's got some legs today. It'll be gone. Halfway through the day, it'll be done. The thing is about this story, it's not a big deal, but it's a very important thing not to reveal the deal.
Right.
Because pneumonia has that kind of sound to people. And because, by the way, great article in the Washington Post about Hillary should be dead by now.
Yes.
When you read about the conspiracy theorists that have been talking about Hillary for like since 2008.
Yeah.
As far as what her issues are. And they go on and on about this. So that creates this defensive crouch that they're in. But they perpetuate it. Here's what I don't understand. And this is why... When you're being labeled as somebody who's not trustworthy and you're not transparent, I think you just if she does not have a major disease,
right,
a major debilitating disease, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again today. I think you go full nuclear disclosure.
Got
you
to
lay it all out there. They're not going to do it.
However,
they're not going to do it because she's going to say there is a
trait. There is a trait, and I think those two share it. That couple shares it. The Bill and Hillary, and I think it is rooted in the fact that he is one of our first presidents that was a lifelong politician. He didn't start out in the military. He set out to be the president.
Bill and
that's
and
what
Hillary.
He did. And maybe there is a wiring within them.
I think
that
they've been in campaigns their whole life.
They get off on holding the information to themselves.
I don't know if they get off on it, but they certainly do it. And it just goes on and on. And it's the same thing with Trump's taxes.
Yes.
Where he doesn't do that. Where, you know, you hear this deflection that they do all the time. And you realize if they revealed his taxes, would he have like 10 grand in his bank account?
Or B, you know? Why don't you reveal your taxes to teach all of us what the loopholes are?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I want to learn.
Yeah. Absolutely. See, I don't think it's that. I believe the people that say, I think he doesn't want people to know that his net worth is not what he's been talking about.
Yeah,
I don't think
does
it has
that change
anything to
anybody's
do with loopholes.
Perspective on voting?
No.
No.
He doesn't, but try to tell him that.
We That's have his tax returns, you know? Mike. Here are Trump's tax returns. I'm sorry.
It's a weird world. Have you ever seen anything crazier than what we're dealing with in the United States right now? It is truly mind-boggling. But, you know, as I posted last night on Facebook, I said 97% of my listeners are hearing too much about my health. That's the way it is. And now, you know,
is hilarious.
I lay it all out there, and that's just what I do. I will tell you this. What I'm also laying out there is I am so ready to be done with all this crap.
Oh, yeah.
I am so ready to do that. And anything else, you know, by the way, in a land long ago, far, far away, remember I was going to get the right one done too?
Yeah,
that? Yeah. That ain't going to be happening. I swear to God.
Ever?
Yeah. No, I'm just going to tell them to hack it off when the time comes. Just chop the leg off.
Okay.
That's all. I'm not going through this crap again.
Why
I swear
would
to
you?
God.
It might be easier than uninstalling that toilet seat.
Can you imagine, though, if they'd sat me down and they'd let me know what was going to happen? Oh, by the way, Mr. O'Mara, there are several major side effects that can happen with this procedure that you're getting. There are only two super major ones, and you will get the worst of both of them. Congratulations. You should be very, very proud of yourself. You're going to get both major side effects, and you're going to be in a world of hurt. But God bless you, and we look forward to seeing you for the procedure.
And Mike, it would be followed with, as always, I need you to sign here, initial and date.
Yeah. And one other thing, Mr. O'Mara, please don't send that picture to the boys of the toilet. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. News you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Rob Spiewak, when you go to the beach, what are your three favorite things to do?
Oh, well, I love to go swimming in the ocean, of course. I love the girls on the beach. They're always in reach. And I always love listening to 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Was that three things or four things?
I think it was three.
Shut up!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hold on just a second.
Sure.
I'm trying to...
No problem.
I'm just going to do this right here. I just have to do a couple of things here. All right. Okay. And cue the Amazon sounds. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Very good. All right. Here we go.
Do you feel that chill in the air? Do you know what that is? That's the crisp, zesty sensation of great value. And you get that great value with every Amazon purchase. Yeah, verily it's autumn. The autumn wind is a pirate, yes, Oscar.
I feel that chill in the air because I have to buy new radiators to install into my home.
Huh, weird. Wow.
Come inside here and sit in front of my
toasty warm.
Yeah.
They're on Amazon.com/TMOS.
The only place that has better prices than Amazon is if you can get them out of the dumpster after you've already thrown them away.
Well, come in and get this firewood I got on Amazon. Anytime you purchase something through our... warming up. Anytime you purchase something nice and toasty through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. Hear that wind outside, huh? It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. Just ask Old Lady Walker.
Oh, that's right.
So whether it's a cozy hat, a football helmet,
not with the Redskins logo on it,
a gross of knitting needles, or a new turkey roaster, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Put another log on that, will you, Old Lady Walker?
Is that fire getting out of control?
Blow it out your ass!
All right, sorry about that. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Click on the Amazon button on our website. Or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would.
I'm getting just sweaty.
That simple. Get ready for fun. Because the autumn wind is a pirate. And we want to thank all the people that put that fire together for TMOS. It was very, very nice of them. And you can turn it off now. Thank you very much. And anyway, rock on because you only walk once. And thank you to Amazon.
News.
Fingers flying today, guys. Swear to God, I don't know. Knock anything over.
Holy anyway, mackerel.
Anyone who tuned into Dancing with the Stars last night to see Ryan Lochte's debut got their money's worth. These are protesters that I feel sorry for. If you're protesting this, yeah. I mean, you're a sad person. As Ryan and his partner Cheryl Burke were being judged after their first dance, two protesters rushed the stage. Security took them down, and they ended up getting arrested. They were both men, and they were wearing white T-shirts that said Lochte inside a red circle with a line going through it. That means no Lochte.
Do you want to hear the audio that was carried on ABC?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that, but I don't.
No, really, but it's funny.
The only reason I bring it up is that no one in D.C. heard it because the Redskins game was on.
Yeah, we didn't see it live at all.
Okay, go ahead. Lay it on them. Lay it on them.
Okay, this is what we heard when they were getting graded.
Yes, welcome back, Cheryl. It's great to have you back. Okay, so Ryan, yeah, you're right. This is a place for second chances. What you bring to this ballroom is all we want to see, and I really do feel that you brought your best to this ballroom. You have a long way to go. Swimming is a... Excuse me. Hey, back up! Excuse me.
Off. All right.
Excuse me.
Wow. Okay. I'll tell you what. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get the rest of the judges' comments. Take a deep breath. We'll be right back.
Live TV.
You know what
The amazing thing about that story is that she managed to stop talking.
Yeah.
I mean, how long did it take her to stop flapping her gums so we could actually hear the protesters?
And another dancer actually had to come out and say, get security. Everybody thought this was part of the show.
Yeah, yeah, they all do the...
Scary.
That was Lochte's gig. That was his choreography.
Security guards on dancing. So anyway, Carrie Ann was the lady that was going, excuse me. But... anyway, if you're protesting Ryan Lochte, it's kind of sad. I think there are bigger issues, but who knows? Anyone who tuned into the Stars saw that, and he didn't get a mark on him, and they tackled the people, and everything's fine, right?
And he looks sensational in white.
Jonah Hill and Miles Teller were on a French TV show Friday, hyping their new movie War Dogs. When one of the hosts tried to crack some jokes at Jonah's expense, he wasn't amused. First, she brought up some of the humiliating things that he's done in his movies, like getting blood from a woman's time on his pants and Super Bad, or taking care of himself in the Wolf of Wall Street. Then she said, quote, "It's when I saw you get sodomized by a 3-meter tall demon in This Is the End that I told myself, now that's the man of my dreams." So she's like totally dissing Jonah Hill.
Bitch
and
on
he's
wheels.
On their show. Jonah replied to the lady, well, I heard you get sodomized quite often.
Oh.
So they get pissy with each other. She wasn't done, though. She said she had a sexual fantasy about Jonah, and the audience laughed. So he's just sitting there, and it's in French, by the way, with subtitles, and he's got a translation earpiece
okay.
on, and she's going on saying, guess I don't need to finish the joke. She's just being totally rotten to him, but she did anyway. Here's her quote. My sexual fantasy would be that we'd meet up in a hotel room at night. We would chat. You'd make me laugh. You'd make me laugh a lot. And then all of a sudden, you'd bring your friends DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, and then you'd go away. She's just horrible. Then Jonah replied, quote, I'm glad I came on this show to get ridiculed by your local weather girl. It's nice. Even though Jonah tried to smile through it, he seemed a little irked, and there are reports that he canceled the rest of the French press that he was supposed to do. I don't know whether that's true or not. We haven't gotten the confirmation on that one. So, kind of weird.
Well, good for him. He's got to stand up for himself.
Weird news you may not need today. Mel Gibson might be back in trouble again, thanks to Glenn Beck. During his radio show on Friday, Beck said that Mel recently told him that Jews had stolen a copy of his movie, The Passion of the Christ.
Well, nothing more specific than that.
Before he came out, Jews have stolen it. After watching it, they went to the New York Times to trash the movie and call Mel anti-Semitic. According to Beck, Mel told him, quote, people were stopping me on the streets and spitting on me, people from all walks of life. He's talking about The Passion of the Christ that happened
a million years
way
ago.
Way back when. I would be outside. This is apparently the quote from Beck saying what Mel said. I would be out someplace nice dressed up and they would just tear me apart and say that I'm an anti-Semite. This would have happened a few years before the drunken driving traffic stop when Beck heard this story. Video of Beck telling this story went up on his website Friday along with a print version, but both were taken down by the end of the day. And the site apologized for inadvertently revealing details of an off-the-record conversation.
Right.
That's a little weird for Mel
That's
Gibson.
That's the best hooray, by the way.
Yeah, we need it not handy.
Let's hear that again. Thank you very much.
Yes. Hooray!
Thank you, Mel. I don't think it's going to get legs. We'll see what happens. The house that was used for the exterior shots on Full House and Fuller House sold last month for $4 million. $4 million.
Those fancy houses on the hill in San Francisco, are they called the Five Sisters, I think?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think
$4 million. Real estate in San Francisco. You missed your chance to buy the home, but you can still rent it on Craigslist. The owner is renting it for $13,950 a month, which means the actual Tanner family could never afford it. So that's.
But, Mike, that includes utilities.
Utilities are included. Thank you. Burger King just announced that their newest product is Cheetos chicken fries. They're still with the Cheetos, those Burger King people.
I'm on my way right now.
They are fried chicken strips coated in Cheeto dust. I wouldn't mind having a taste test tomorrow if we could.
We can do that.
That
would
be fun.
But the problem is anytime an ingredient is qualified as dust, you don't want to hear dust.
But Cheeto dust is basically what's at the bottom of the bag.
Yeah, but I'd call it seasoning. Don't call it dust. Dust makes me think of skin cells.
Let me just say this. They did weigh myself at my little doctor's appointment today. They weighed me, and I won't be having any Cheetos chicken fries. Thank you.
Okay.
They already sell regular chicken fries. They recently started selling fried mac and cheese. Remember we talked about that?
I like that. I know you hated it, Mike, but I liked it.
It was evil. It was nasty. Cheetos chicken fries cost $2.89 for 9 pieces, and they go on sale tomorrow for a limited time. So good luck to them. And now a little something. A 33-year-old guy from Akron, Ohio, was at Cleveland's Oktoberfest last week drinking beer when, for some reason, he dumped a beer on an accordion player. The cops got involved, and the guy told him he's been to Oktoberfest in Germany, and everyone throws beer on each other over there. Yay!
I don't think
now,
so.
Here's the catch. He was speaking in both English and German until they told him he might go to jail. Then he stopped speaking English altogether and pretended he only knew German. The old confused foreigner trick. There we go. He was arrested for disorderly conduct, and because of the arrest, he will not be attending this weekend's Spiewak family reunion. So,
we'll miss him.
Yes, that's a say. The arsehole to be on the accordion player. That's the way it works. We will take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak as you listen to the strains of the fabulous supergroup The Who, ladies and gentlemen, featuring one of the greatest drummers in the world, Keith Moon. Who are you? I'm Todd Klemm. We'll take a break.
Hey everyone, intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? You have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Sorry, Rob. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. Is it open now?
FanDuel, yes. Yes.
And we have more availability this week.
Line up.
So you got to get in there. It's FanDuel.com/TMOS. There were already 55 entrants this morning before sunup. So get in now to make sure you can play along with us this weekend.
Wait a minute.
Well, Pad Mike. You should also know on FanDuel, every week is a new week.
That's true.
Because you can set your lineup with different players all the time.
So no busted lineups. And there's some people that had some really great weeks last week. You know, Government Cheese.
He's back.
He won.
That rat bastard.
Did he win again?
He won.
Government Cheese, you rat bastard.
And he also posted with his real name on, I believe, the fan page. He said, good to be back.
Oh, now he wants to be known.
Exactly. He didn't come in 29th like Oscar.
Oh, boo.
He didn't come in.
So I'm in the lobby right now.
Right.
I got to do it after the show. It'll take too long.
Just use that direct link.
Doing a spot.
FanDuel.com/TMOS will take you directly there.
I love
it,
Mike.
Try FanDuel now. Get up to $50 in free entries. New users that deposit today get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 beginner contest valued up to $50. You get 1 free entry a week, 5 weeks in a row. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the Join Now button, and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries void where prohibited. And
Mike,
yes, Oscar Santana.
While Rob does his audio vault, you go ahead and put in a fake dummy lineup because we've got 226 of the 250 slots already full. Don't get locked out of your own league, Mike.
Yeah. Where's maybe you'll do good like me. Thing. Maybe you'll come in 34th.
I beat you.
You did.
Yes.
So let me ask this question legitimately. I'm on the FanDuel page. And I see lobby upcoming. How do I don't want to do the slash TMOS because I'm already in my
You have
account.
To do slash TMOS. It'll leave you right there. And then
it's
you,
so easy.
You don't have to do anything. Just retype that URL. You're already logged in.
All right.
He doesn't want to do it, people. But
we
he's
need
going
the credit.
To. Yes.
Yeah, all right.
And he wants to get in our league.
Time's a wasted.
Time's a wasted.
It's almost time.
Hold on. Adrian has a tip-in.
Yes, I always add my funds through PayPal.
Ah, okay.
And I just
all
have
right.
to log
oh,
in.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
I don't know why you added that, but all right.
Do you wear
you,
shoes
Adrian.
When you do that?
All the time.
Good.
Safety first.
You're in, Mike?
I'm in.
In, all baby.
Audio vault time.
Yes, if all you right, would please open the vault.
Oh. Oh, God damn it, Rob. Thank you. Jeez, anal retentive.
Now, listen. This was great. A lot of people, because of the opening of the NFL season, there were 16 NFL games on Monday Night Football. No, there was actually only two. The Redskins played at 7.
I watched both.
Did you really?
So tired this morning.
I bet. The second game was the Rams and the 49ers. You did not hear this on TV, but the guy calling the game for radio, Westwood One's Kevin Harlan, there was a runner on the field. With like a Where's Waldo hat.
Oh, so you had like one of these streakers.
Which game was this? The second game?
This was the second game.
The 10-20 game?
And Mike,
duh,
this is, you know what? I'm no fan of Westwood One, but this guy deserves a trophy for this call of this
Carl,
play.
I'm doing the show.
Third and
Thank
four.
You.
Looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat, Kevin.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
They're coming
the blue
from
coat.
The left. Oh, they
this.
Tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Did they get him?
Yes.
Oh, that was the most exciting thing to happen tonight.
I tell you what, that was a great call on your part. That was a great call.
Look at the police. They've surrounded this man like he is.
Yeah.
Like he's just robbed a bank. I hope it was worth it, my friend, because you've got a night in the clink coming up.
A night in the clink.
A night
Let me
in
just
the clink.
FanDuel players, Mr. Mike O'Mara will be in the lineup this week. I will be in the league this week, and get ready to lose.
Hey, yeah, I just got this tweet. It came in and said, oh, Mike O'Mara, the guy to beat.
The guy to be.
Thank you.
Also,
thank
Mike, you we're going to get a good perspective on our top fantasy players that we're putting in our lineups. Tomorrow, we have a new guest coming on the program, and he will break down the fantasy for this week.
An expert.
Yeah, we are told that, you know, if you, you know, dabble in, even if you dabble in fantasy football, that this is probably one of the foremost experts on, you know, what lineups to put in, how to get around other leagues, and you know, just how to negotiate what you're doing. And I'm really excited. He's a we'll let you know tomorrow, but he's fantastic.
Perfect. Did you know in the 1980s Prince had a female alter ego?
I didn't know that.
He never released
Princess?
The album. No, no. Actually, the name was Camille. And what he would do is record the vocals and then speed them up so he sounded like a female. They never released the album. And now it's being auctioned for an exorbitant amount of money. But this is a cut from it. It's Camille, Rebirth of the Flesh. Here's the thing. It sounds like a fantastic record from Prince, but the voice is just a little too high. So it really does sound like a Prince record, and apparently since it was never released, it's going to bring a tremendous sum at auction.
I liked it. I liked it. Something new. That's probably why he never released it, right?
Right, because it was
gimmicky.
But now
that there's no more.
Right, that's the end of it.
Take it.
Now, also, Mike, you mentioned earlier about...
Wow.
Oh, hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you? I just... Are you talking about me?
No, we're talking about
Prince.
But I would be lying
well,
if
I'm Prince's alter ego, Jennifer.
But in the album, you were called Camille.
Well, that was my my nom de plume, Camille.
Have you seen Mike's toilet?
I just want your kiss. I'm sorry. The show's all over the place today, isn't it?
A little bit.
It's good. Yeah, I'm sorry, Rob.
A lot of fun.
I
a lot
love
of
the
fun.
Audio vault, though, and I love you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you liked
sure
Pony.
I sure do.
Huh? I thought you were a pony girl.
Yeah.
I've changed.
What?
I can change. A girl can change your mind, can't she?
Yeah,
all right. All right, Kevin.
I'm just kidding. Hi, pony.
They all leave me.
Yeah.
They all do leave me.
Spaghetti.
What's your favorite
Bye.
Dinner?
Bye.
Jennifer.
Jesus Christ. All
right. I like that. This was trending on YouTube yesterday. Obviously, a guy had a bad flight. And he turned it into what he called an honest airline commercial. And I like a lot of the points he brings up here.
But even with our incredible staff, Vrai Airlines wouldn't be what it is today without the help of all of you. From the parents who ignore their screaming kids member, to the angry businessman shouting on his cell phone for the whole plane to hear, to the armrest hugger, the leg spreader, the guy who sits window but has to pee every 20 minutes, the overly friendly guy who talks the whole flight despite seeing you trying to sleep, even the guy who's constantly farting thinking we don't know it's him. And even though we have fun here at Vrai Airlines, we always take your safety very seriously with our newly updated honest safety demonstration video.
Hello, and welcome to Vrai Airlines. This is your safety demonstration video, which none of you are actually going to listen to, but we're going to do it anyway so that you don't sue us. There are 4 emergency exits on this aircraft. In the unlikely event of surviving a plane crash, a life vest is located in a pouch underneath your seat, but so is the luggage of the guy sitting behind you, so you probably won't have access to it.
Rings pretty true, I think, a lot of those
things
I brought up.
Absolutely.
Mike, are you familiar with country singer called Justin Moore?
No,
I love when an entertainer is well-spoken and has much to say. And they asked Justin if he was going to get a tattoo of his kids.
Take
he has
to the ball game.
Yeah, don't read ahead. Okay. He's known for his tattoos. They said, would you ever get a tattoo of your children on your body?
I need to do it. I'm trying to get my wife to draw something. Because my wife drew one of my other tattoos. She's a really good artist. And she's yet to draw anything. The guy who I like to do my tattoos is in Indianapolis,
sure.
So I haven't really had time too much, but I'm sure when Klein and Ken get a little older, if I ain't got them done, I'll catch some
Klein
flag
and Kim.
For that.
Yeah, catch some flag if you don't get them done.
Take me out to the ball game.
And let us close with this.
Todd Klem.
Allison Seymour, the anchor in the mornings on Channel 5 here, had a great moment this morning. It can happen to anybody. From what I can tell, the teleprompter had not been made full screen. Because it is a, you know, it's a computer.
Oh, yeah.
And she read what was on the screen in front of her and called herself on it. This is pretty funny. Don't wake me up. We're coming out of commercials now. Don't wake me up.
Sorry, folks, time to get up. It's 6:30 on a Tuesday morning. Welcome back to Fox 5 News Morning. Weather and traffic for you on the fives at 6:35. Make a full screen with happening today. That's a little, I gave you a little Anchorman. I gave you a little Anchorman right there. I thought that it would, you know, be pertinent to the story, but... Shall I start with happening today?
Sure.
Okay.
So when the teleprompter
what happened?
Says,
the computer screwed up?
Yeah, it had not been, the screen had not been maximized to fill up the teleprompter, so it said click here to make full screen. So she went to the prompter. She said,
can you play that again?
Absolutely. She really it was, and she is so great and a very nice lady, but it's totally caught on.
Get up. It's 6:30 on a Tuesday morning. Welcome back to Fox 5 News Morning. Weather and traffic for you on the fives at 6:35. Make a full screen with happening today. That's a little, I gave you a little Anchorman. I gave you a little Anchorman right there. I thought that it would, you know, be pertinent to the story, but shall I start
Ron
with happening
Burgundy?
Today?
That is your magic audio voice. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show is come and gone. Thanks for joining us. Be sure and join us every day on air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.